New Phenomena on the Sun, presented by Science at NASA. March 21st, 2007. It's enough to make you leap out of your seat. A magnetic vortex almost as big as Earth races across your computer screen, twisting, turning, finally erupting in a powerful solar flare. Japan's Inode spacecraft recorded just such a blast on January 12, 2007. Click on the image below to see the movie. "I managed to stay in my seat," says solar physicist John Davis of the Marshall Space Flight Center, "but just barely." Davis is NASA's project scientist for Inode, Japanese for sunrise. The spacecraft was launched in September 2006 from the Ukanora Space Center in Japan on a mission to study sunspots and solar flares. Inode's Solar Optical Telescope, which some astronomers liken to a Hubble for the Sun, produces crystal-clear images with 0.2 arcsecond resolution. Comparison: 0.2 arcseconds is a tiny angle approximately equal to the width of a human hair held 100 meters away. "We're getting movies like these all the time now," he says. "This particular movie is visually stunning, but the most amazing thing about it," notes Davis, "is where the scene unfolded. In the sun's chromosphere." We used to think the chromosphere was a fairly uneventful place, but Inode is shattering those misconceptions, says Davis. Chromosphere means sphere of color. It's the name astronomers of the 19th century gave to a narrow and very red layer of the sun's atmosphere they saw peeking over the edge of the moon during solar eclipses. The color comes from the chromosphere's abundant hydrogen, which emits light at a wavelength of 6,563 angstroms, also known as hydrogen alpha light. Inode's telescope is equipped with filters tuned to this specific color. The view from space is truly impressive. Visually, the chromosphere resembles a shag carpet with threads of magnetism jutting up from the floor below. Inode's movies show the threads swaying back and forth as if blown by a gentle breeze. There's nothing gentle, however, about the spicules shooting into the chromosphere from the photosphere below. "These are jets of gas as big as Texas," says Davis. "They rise and fall on timescales of 10 minutes. And then there are the explosions. The fact that Inode is able to observe solar flares taking place in the chromosphere is very important, says Davis. The origin of solar flares is a mystery. Researchers have long known that flares develop from magnetic instabilities near sunspots, but even after centuries of studying sunspots, no one can predict exactly when a flare is about to happen. This is a problem for NASA, because astronauts in space are vulnerable to intense radiation and high-energy particles produced by flares. An accurate system of forecasting could help explorers stay out of harm's way. Inode may be looking right into the genesis zone of the flares. If so, it could teach us how flares work and improve our ability to predict them, says Davis. Meanwhile, hang on and enjoy the show. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.